Minsoo Kim trying to keep him in close. What about eating him? That's it. And excited here at ringside.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Roll Hall of Fame, my baby, he's a rebel. Well, my next guest might be a rebel of sorts because he runs the most successful promotion, independent wrestling promotion in the country. He's got a great name, Big Time Wrestling. I mean, that brings it back to the 60s and 70s with Roy Shire. But straight up, Kirk White, a very good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome to Ring Talk.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's things over there?
Well, we just had a big 4th of July party over here at the house, and we just finally cleaned up the backyard and dumped the garbage and everything, so just trying to get back to normal here.
July 17th, you're going with Robbie. Is Robbie E coming to town?
Yeah, we got a big show Friday night, July 17th in Newark at the Newark Pavilion. Got TNA's Robbie E's on the card. Former WWE star Daivari will be there. But seven big matches. Got a girls match, two of the girls that are wrestling. Just graduated from our training center, so they will actually have their first match out here, but we just got done running some shows out in Montana about 3 weeks ago that they debuted on. So, yeah, it should be a good card. We haven't really had any girls on our show since we had Davina Rose, a.k.a. Bailey, for NXT leave us, so we really haven't had too many girl matches, and we've got two girls that just got done doing the training facility and everything with us for the last 6 months, so they're ready to go.
How big is Daivari?
Sean's probably maybe 5'7", maybe 185 pounds. He's in good shape, and he's cut. I don't know if it's all natural, but he's a pretty good size guy for his size, for his 5'7", 5'8" frame. But good wrestler, young guy still. I was sort of surprised. He's only 31. I thought he was a little bit older than that, but yeah, he's only 31 years old. He lives out in San Diego now, so. We got him, you know, trans with him isn't too expensive. Robbie E's going to be in the L.A. area. So he hit us up about a month and a half ago, and we've tried to work out something with him before on bringing him in, but looks like we finally connected and everything. So he'll be out here, and he'll be on the 17th for us.
Okay. People have heard me moan for years, decades, about the destruction of the territories by Vince McMahon. That I thought that, you know, because here's what's up. I mean, we used to have our own United States heavyweight champion here, Pat Patterson, Ray Stevens, Pepper Gomez, I can go on, Rocky Johnson, of course, the father of The Rock, and Dwayne Johnson, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, Shire had his U.S. belt that he never, ever bought a new one for from 60-something on anyway. But the bottom line is, for 20 years, this was the belt that Ray Stevens wore. And, of course, and then in Detroit, there was the U.S. champion, with, of course, with my man Ed Farhat and the Sheik. I mean, so every territory had their stars, but the guys that built up the stars, they were able to travel around the country. They spend like 3 months here, 3 months there, 3 months here, 3 months there, and it would make for different personalities. And now with the World Wrestling Entertainment sort of dominating or monopolizing wrestling, we see the same guys over and over and over again for years. That's why people don't like the WWE, and the storylines are pathetic.
Yeah, you know, Pedro, it's I will say one thing to their credit, though. I think they finally are realizing that there is talent that's on the independent scenes that have worked some of the other territories and stuff like that, which there really isn't territories, but different markets and stuff, where they're actually hiring and bringing them in. Because if you look at the, you know, I guess I think his name's Kevin Owens, the kid that with WWE now that's feuding with, I guess, John Cena. That guy worked independence for a long time. He worked for Ring of Honor. I guess he's a Canadian. He's from Toronto, but you know, when they had CM Punk was there, and they've got Bryan Danielson, who's hurt. Those guys all worked, you know, they worked territories and they worked for other independents. And you know, prior, let's say like for the last 10 years, they would hire a lot of guys just because of their size and everything, and a girl looked good. Now I think they're starting to at least branch out a little bit on giving another guy that, you know, nobody's ever heard of to wrestle. I mean, it's just the NXT product, I think, is so much better than the WWE product, just because those kids, they look like they're a lot more polished, just because they've worked more territories and worked other promotions and stuff like that before they got to WWE. When you get to WWE, obviously they're going to train you the way they want, but at least these guys have a little bit of wrestling behind them, that they've wrestled independents in front of, you know, 10 people or 200 people. So I think in that way it's getting a little bit better. But yeah, I agree. It's just it's sort of stale in a way.
Kirk White's our guest, of course, with BTW. BTW Wrestling, that's the website for big-time wrestling. You know, TNA crashed and burned when they brought Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff and spent all that money, did Dixie Carter. Dixie Carter should, like, go out and eat a gun on that one. I mean, I really think she, like, it was suicide for the promotion.
Yeah, TNA, I don't know, Pedro, you might not, you more know than I do, but I guess they lost their TV contract that they just got is either going to go away or they lost it already. I don't know what's going to happen with that group because I get a lot of guys from TNA hitting me up wanting to work independents and stuff because they're not really booked. I mean, I guess how it works with TNA is I guess they do their TV tapings, and then after that there's really no house shows for those guys that they're out working independents like for myself and everybody else around the country. But I'm really worried about that company even surviving here past the year because it just doesn't sound good. I mean, if you don't have really TV, you know, on their level, you're probably stuck. And, I don't know what's going to happen, but we've got a show. In fact, next Saturday, July 11th, we're going to be in Phoenix at the Celebrity Theater, and I've got EC3, who just won the TNA World title there. James Storm is there. Miss Tessmacher's there. I mean, there's a lot of TNA talent that are booked on that show there. It's sort of sad because I think these guys are wondering, you know, where are they going to work at? Because WWE, they've got enough talent right now. I'm sure they, Samoa Joe just got on with them, but I don't know how many more people they would take upon bringing aboard there to their roster. But it's going to be curious. I'm going to be curious to see how that company survives. I know Jeff Jarrett's starting up a group.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of the guys work on those shows, so I don't know if it's sort of if they're doing something together, TNA and whatever Jeff's, I think it's called Global Wrestling.
Global Wrestling, they did something together.
I don't know. It's sort of sad because I always believe in pro wrestling. It's always good to have competition. When WWE and WCW were going head to head back
greatest.
In the late 90s, that was good business for everybody, and it was. It was hot for wrestling in California. I know that. It was good times. Good times for all.
On Monday night, there were like 9 million people watching wrestling. When those two, they were feuding, WCW and the World Wrestling Entertainment, when they were going back and forth, those Monday night wars, there was 9 million people watching wrestling on one given night. It was incredible. I don't think they're getting those kind of numbers anymore. But, I think he's sort of put himself in a bad position as Vince McMahon in that, he's got this pay-per-view channel he's got to run now, and he's not going to be able to reap the monies of pay-per-view anymore if he's got his own network. I mean, he sort of like slices his own head off.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, Pedro, I think there's too much wrestling on anyway with the network. You can watch it 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I think another thing that's not good for the business in general is having these pay-per-views every month. I don't think you need them. Again, you and I are probably old school from the territories and stuff, but if you had 4 a year like they used to have with the WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and King of the Ring or whatever it was, that's all you really need. You don't need to have one every month. I with this network here, like you said, if I guess it's $10 monthly or whatever it is, you can watch every one of them. I know from talking to some of the guys, the money's not there anymore for some of these guys. I mean, sure, if you're John Cena and Randy Orton and guys like that, but a middle card guy, it's getting tougher and tougher for these guys to make a good living. I mean, the money scale and stuff like that, it might sound good on paper, but after these guys are paying their expenses and their hotels and their rent-a cars, what are they really putting in the bank? The money without these pay-per-views where these guys would get booked on pay-per-views and there was always bonuses on them, from a big pay-per-view. But now it's just a regular, it's almost just like a regular house show. It's just part of their regular weekly guarantee.
Interesting. Kirk White, tell me why Big Time Wrestling is such a hit over there in Newark and why is you guys packed the arena like every couple of months?
Well, I mean, we're... We just, for one, Pedro, we put on an honest, a good, clean show. I mean, we don't, you know, there's no blood, there's no nudity, there's no, you know, cussing and stuff like that. Our shows are geared towards families and kids. If you come to our shows, you know, if there's 400 people, there are 150 of them are going to be kids. And it's just, you know, just good old school wrestling. You know, there's a character that we have by the name of Shane Cody that's a local guy. His father, Woody Farmer, was a wrestler back in the day. He's just like a stone cold figure out here. I mean, he's just, he's over. And, you know, a lot of times I'll bring in, say, Chris Masters or Carlito or Chavo Guerrero, and after they wrestle and then they hear him go out, they go, why are you bothering to bring us in? This guy's more over than any of us here. And it's just a good little territory right here. We started in 1996, the big time wrestling version 2 from Roy Shires, but it's just, you know, tickets are fan friendly. These guys are out doing autographs and taking pictures and stuff during intermissions and stuff. It's just a good time. And it's in a little building called the Newark Pavilion. It's just an old bingo hall there. It seats about 500 people. But, you know, we really don't even do any advertising anymore, Pedro. We just go around town with posters. And
I know you do. Hey, you Kirk, freeze that thought right now. Kirk's going to stick around for another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking big time wrestling. I'll switch gears and talk to UFC 189. About halfway through this next segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype thing that's happening as well. The Skype address, Sports Byline, and the number 2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 3 decades in the making. The longest running fight show in the world. Of course, often imitated, but never duplicated.